have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way. Stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Friday. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, the biblical question, and it's a doozy. Do you have a fear of criticism? Do you have a fear of criticism? An amazing question. Do you have a fear of criticism? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad as it is happening if you're unable to sit and watch it while it is happening. You can podcast, of course. You can podcast the show by going to rebuildingdemand.com, whatever. Y'all know how to podcast. But you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. And you can podcast later, of course. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or rebuildingdemand.com. It's Friday. Already, yet again. Election times are coming fast, huh? They're like, it's almost the end of April already. Think about that. Smoke on that one. Almost the end of April. November will be here before you know it. But it's going to be a mess. Get ready between now. You think things have been bad in the last few months. But you ain't seen nothing yet. Nothing. It's going to get worse between now and voting day. Get ready. It's going to be a bumpy ride. It's Friday. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Trump talking about retribution.
Retribution and going after people is disrespect of our military.
The military people that he's disgraced.
91.
Criminal felonies.
He mishandled classified documents.
It's now his desire to do away with NATO.
Donald Trump talks about abandoning Ukraine.
He said he'll be a dictator on day one.
If he's going to be a dictator on day one, he's going to be a dictator, period.
Shut up, bitch!
The thing that hurts me the most is that his lazy ass strategy is actually working.
A recent New York Times Siena College poll shows former President Trump gaining ground among Latino voters.
Please, anything with them.
Mr. President, in this moment.
Don't.
That's so powerful, Joe Biden. Joe Biden. Amazing. What a mess. It's going to thank you, Anchor Baby. I hadn't seen that one, folks. That's a new one from Anchor Baby. I knew he was working hard this morning putting something together. He didn't even have time to talk during the meeting. I'm like, what the? Oh, I have a question. A quick question for my producer, Sean and Hake, two of the experts here on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It just occurred to me this morning, right now. So if they can come into the studio, I really do appreciate it. I have a quick question. It's just a quick question.
I don't know where
Hate is. Hate not around?
I didn't see him out there.
If Hate comes in while we are discussing this, tell him to come into the studio. But let him take his time. He's busy. This is Sean. You white. You're Irish white, right?
Yes.
Irish white. Yeah. Is that different than Hake's white?
Hake is Scottish, I believe.
Oh. Yep. And can y'all, like, when you walking down the road and you see another Scottish, you know that, oh, that's a Scottish white?
I don't know how you can really tell the difference. They're pretty similar.
Y'all look the same to me. One a little darker than the other. Because he's at the beach all the time.
Yeah. I'm not as handsome.
Scottish and Irish. The Scottish and Irish hate each other just like the Mexicans and El Salvadorians hate each other.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Right? Or no? Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's even Irish that hate each other because Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland are at odds.
Well, the black Africans, I mean, the black Americans hate the black Africans.
Yep.
Right.
They hate them.
Everybody wants to separate.
Everybody. So I have a question that I was talking to someone about this morning, and it was about the Second Amendment, because we were talking about how bad crime is now, and that it's so bad that you have to carry a knife or something on yourself, especially now that the police and nobody protecting you. And I said to the person, that's amazing to me that human nature is so evil that we have to protect ourselves from each other. And then now they're trying to take away all the protection so we can't protect ourselves from the evil people, right? And he said, well, it's always been that way. He said something like, and I don't remember exactly how to come, but he said that we have always had to protect ourselves from each other, from human beings. I'm like, what do you mean by that? He said the reason for the Second Amendment, and he was telling me that there was once a time in America where it was illegal, let me see, did he say illegal not to have a weapon on you? He said it was it was either legal to have a weapon or illegal not to have one. And then it dawned on me that, so maybe the framer of the Constitution, along with that thought about the Second Amendment, they always knew that human beings were evil and that we would have to protect ourselves from each other. Does that make sense?
Well, I think it was even more than that. I think it was the ability of the people of the country to protect themselves from the government.
But apparently it was more than just from the government, from each other, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's just you don't need a government to tell you that you should be, you know, protect yourself. Before guns were invented, you had to have something else in your house to protect yourself from other people. You never know what's going to happen.
That's right, because I remember those people that used to live in the woods before America became civilized or the world, and they would fight each other, so they had to have a long piece of wood to carry around.
Right, like they had a spear under their pillow.
Right.
And then before that, they had a big, you know, hefty stick under their pillow, something.
Wow.
Something.
And they were protecting themselves from each other, not the government at the time. I mean, I don't even know if they had a government. But isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they're protecting themselves from the Vikings. The Vikings were always going around pillaging people.
So, hey, what's up with that human beings have to protect themselves from human beings? Not from animals.
Right.
But from human beings. Created in the image of God.
They've been killing one another ever since Cain and Abel. And so most normal people, manly thinking people, down-to-earth people know that each other is evil and untrustworthy on some level. But the mama, nicey-nice, liberal communists want to pretend like most people are good, most people are trustworthy. You can trust the government to have all the guns and to not cheat at different things.
That was the mother thing?
The nicey, nice, lost mother thinking people.
But isn't that weird? A mess.
Like your great grandma or great great grandma or whatever.
Yeah.
Who hid the gun from your great great grandpa or whoever because she didn't want him to get hurt.
He had the
got
gun
him killed.
All right. He had the gun under the bed and protected him. She took the gun away from the bed. He got killed.
Yep.
But, I mean, just think about that, though. It's hard. I understand it. But I understand it. But just think about that. We as human beings are afraid of each other to the point that we have to arm ourselves up to protect ourselves from each other.
Not just each other. You know, the first murder in the Bible were brothers. They were siblings.
From family members, too.
Family members. And it's such, you know, Cain and Abel's story is so deep. A lot of people say he should have been his brother's keeper, right? That's why God was asking him that.
I'm but not my brother's keeper.
Because God asked him, where is your brother? And he's like, am I his babysitter? Am I his keeper?
God knew where his brother was.
Sure did.
Right?
That's a good point.
So you think to yourself, why would he ask him then? Why would he ask him where his brother is if he knew where his brother was?
So did he ask to see if he would say, oh, he's down the road?
I think he asked to encourage Cain to get to know himself. You know what I mean? Based on his answer. So his answer was, "Well, I'm not my brother's keeper," which is the truth, but it's not in the way that he thinks it is.
It's an irrelevant fact.
And what way was it that he thought it was, and what way it should have been?
Like he killed his brother because he was jealous, right? Abel made all the right sacrifices.
Oh,
and Cain thought that he was too, but he wasn't in God's favor. So he killed his brother out of jealousy. And then God says, where's your brother? Knowing where Abel was. And Cain goes, well, am I my brother's keeper? Like as if he was supposed to be the one taking care of him.
So then God expect him to say, oh, I just killed him. And he's thrown out of that ditch over there. Did God expect him to say that?
No, God had to tell him. Your brother's blood cries out from the dirt.
Right.
From the earth.
So God already knew he was older than that ditch.
Oh, yeah. But Cain was only half-heartedly committed to God, whereas Abel gave him the first of his stuff. Gave God the first of his stuff with his sacrifices.
So Cain was half nice.
Yeah, he was only half-heartedly. He would give, like, the little extra stuff that he didn't want to God, whereas Abel gave the best stuff to God.
Was Cain black?
Maybe. He did do he did kill his brother.
We was Cain's.
Is there more to that story?
Cain and Abel? Yeah, but we're going to have to cover it. I mean, we did cover it, but we're going to have to cover it again on a Bible Thumper Thursday.
Oh, okay. Because human beings are like that today.
God didn't put him to death, though.
What?
God didn't put him to death right away.
He did it later.
Well, he eventually died, I assume.
Well, didn't everyone descend from Cain after that?
I thought so.
So it would make sense that everyone's like that today, because everyone came from Cain.
There must have been some other people around, though, because I think there were other people around, because he's like, if I go out there, I'm going to be marked.
Oh,
they're going to kill me.
So there are other people already there.
Mark.
What about Seth?
Oh, no, God marked him so that he wouldn't get killed by other people.
He said, no, I got you. You're not going to get killed. I'm putting this mark on you.
Seth is like the father of all Satanists.
Seth is?
No, Seth just sounds like a Satanist name.
Oh, so you're just making it up based on the name?
Yeah, I was just kidding around. But you said in the antidote, blacks have bars on their windows in their neighborhoods to protect from other blacks.
Right, not from the whites.
Yeah.
Blacks are scared of their own people. Well, why are they pretending that they're not scared of them?
Yeah.
But it's amazing to me. I didn't know how evil human beings could be. I think I really got the whole depths of it when I started counseling with people around the world. And I would hear the stories of how family members would treat each other, and then I see what's happened in my country now, how people that try to do the right thing are literally afraid of other people. You're afraid to walk the road at night now, and you're afraid of everything, but you're not afraid that some animal is going to attack you. You're afraid that some human being going to attack you, and it's so true. That's like deep to me, because I guess growing up, I didn't know this. I didn't know human beings were evil like this.
That's a common story, though, of people who grow up in small towns and then go out and travel throughout the country and go, you know, I didn't know people acted like this. I didn't know people were this evil.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Some people call that naivete. Naive. You know, people who grow up in small towns are somewhat naive to the evils of the world. Which isn't a bad thing. You know, it's not a bad thing. It's just a fact.
It's not a bad thing that you're naive.
Right.
I had no idea. I just didn't know. I remember when I first moved to L.A. At the age of 18, I started going to college and working and moving about. I didn't know then how bad human beings were. I still didn't understand the depths of the evil. But I ran into some stuff I didn't know existed.
Right.
And I was getting into things that I didn't know I was getting into. Because I didn't know human beings would do that. I just didn't know. Coming from Alabama, you just don't know.
Yep.
Yeah.
What a mess.
Yep. We should do the JLP React segment with us here.
Oh.
If you want to.
He tried to run the show because he's the producer.
Makes sense.
That's right. Okay.
Do them real quick, you know.
Nice. Joel Fry just say, speaking of Cain, Raising Cain has the best chicken. Black people always think about chicken. No wonder Joe Biden went to some black people house that had chicken. So my producer gave me these clips to react to. I have not seen them yet, right?
Right.
I have not seen them. And he wants my first reaction. This is, you have a Jose?
Yeah, we can start with the second one. We'll just do four of them.
What's wrong with the first one?
Because I know what it is, and it's not good enough.
Oh. So the WOC, let's play that clip, number two.
A Boise, Idaho woman is considered a medical miracle. Laura Esterman was struck by lightning nearly a month ago, and she was considered officially dead. Thankfully, CPR from her mom revived her heart, but she laid in a coma for 2 weeks, and then she defied all odds and woke up.
Why are you speaking like that?
Well, obviously,
there was a problem with that tape. She doesn't really sound like that. Oh. She doesn't remember the accent, but the evidence is clear. I am so sorry. Laura's learning to walk again after the lightning burned her legs, and we'll have more on that story and hopefully get that tape fixed for you.
So now we're not sure if she's still alive or not.
Right. She got struck by lightning. Of course, the... That's funny.
All right. I feel better about the JLP show now.
Me too. I would never complain about how things are running after that.
Like as if she got struck by lightning and she's still like...
Right. Yeah. Lightning's still alive. She's just...
Yeah.
I was having an anxiety attack. I thought it was my fault.
What a mess. And then this is clip number three.
Yeah.
This is opened.
You said what?
Chuck E. Cheese is open.
How did you get that on there?
I pressed this little circle right here.
Oh.
Is Chuck E. Cheese open?
Chuck E. Cheese is open today from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Here are the hours for the rest of the week.
Well, her mother can't lie to her that Chuck E. Cheese is not open.
She's so serious about it.
I know. She's smarter than I am with the phone. She was able at least know how to press it to ask a question.
Nice.
Is Chuck E. Cheese open?
I know. That's cute.
All right. Next one.
Amazing. Number four, call her daddy.
I was like, oh, he's so cute. And I think he had his bulldog on there. And I was like, he has a dog. To me, if he had a dog, that meant he was responsible.
You know what? He can take care of something other than himself.
Yes.
That's nice.
And an animal lover means a gentle, kind of compassionate. Uh-huh.
Sometimes guys who are too charming and hey, you find out like, that's no, in the beginning, it's great.
Yeah.
You're like, wow.
Yes.
They're dazzling. But after a while, then they're trying to dazzle the waitress and dazzle this one and dazzle
also,
that
you're,
one.
It's all performative.
It's not good.
You're like,
yeah.
Can you just be real?
Okay. I don't understand that one.
So Simone Biles is a gymnast.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking about how she met her husband or fiance. And she was like, well, he had a dog, so I knew he was, you know, compassionate.
And oh.
Responsible.
And responsible. And then the host was talking about something else there.
And so Simone was that first black girl in the scene.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What the? Well, I noticed that men who have dogs, dog owners, they're real sensitive. They're very emotional. They love their dog to the point the dog sleep with them.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Eat with them. They're all very sensitive.
Yep.
Emotional.
What the?
Not good.
You can skip the last one.
But
too.
But they are responsible. Like, that's too much responsibility for me to have a dog. I can't even have a snake or a turtle or anything.
We had all different types of animals growing up.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
White people mess.
Snakes, rabbits.
And the last one is for boss man.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you sit back and take out the drama and stuff of everything that's going on, and you look at the world as a whole, our money sucks. They've driven it into the ground. They're trying to come up with a different type of currency, more and more dependent on the government. They're inviting people from other countries and letting them just come in here illegally from other countries to be dependent on the government. They are trying to de-masculine men. If you want to say they're trying to take their masculinity away from them, it's more and more preached and taught, especially by the school, that this socialist, Marxist type environment is more of the prominent thing that people should want. There's just a report not too long ago that two decent sized, or one big trucking company and one smaller trucking company in California shut down because they can't keep their doors open because of all the regulations and stuff that these cities and towns are putting on, or the government is putting on people running businesses. It is absolutely a trash time right now to be an American. What is there to be proud of?
Amazing. Real man.
Just that's a fact.
Regular based guy.
We need him running the government.
Yeah.
Men like that.
And it matches sort of what you say. Like, what is there to be proud of?
Nothing.
Like, the patriotism that we used to have, like, and being proud of our country.
It's gone.
Today, like, where is that?
And why should we even have it?
What a mess, huh?
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Can I answer the biblical question?
Yeah. Yes, you can. Joel said, how did that make it on TV, the one with Simone and the dog? But we ended up, they discussed it on TV, too.
And then they complain about the charming men.
There's more to, there's more to her whole story, you know, because she's had, quote unquote, allegedly, you know, a lot of like anxiety from being famous and going through personal stuff and having the public talk about it. She's had a lot of like anxiety.
Oh, nice.
And stuff.
And Joel said all his fish died.
Oh,
all Joel's fish died.
You got to feed them.
But not too much. That's if you right. feed them too much, they'll die too.
Have the animal lovers got to a point where they marry dogs? They get married, whole weddings for dogs?
I'm sure. I'm sure there's people who get married to dogs.
I remember we did a story a long time ago, a woman married her something.
Yeah.
Animal. The biblical question.
Johnny Angel.
What?
Johnny Angel.
That was the name of it?
Yeah, she married her crocodile.
Oh, right.
What?
I love that woman.
A Florida woman.
He loved that woman. Do you have a fear of criticism?
No. Hake?
You don't have
kidding.
You don't? Why do you say no?
I think, like, receiving criticism from people is really like a really simple situation. You know what I mean? Like I'm doing something, they have some criticism, whether it's constructive criticism or whether it's just, you know, bad mouthing me or whatever. Either way, it's a very simple situation. Like either I will take their advice or I won't. You know what I mean? There's nothing more to say about that.
Is there such a thing as constructive criticism?
Right. Yeah, there is.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh, you think so too, Hank? No, not you think so. Is there such a thing as constructive criticism?
I heard it growing up.
And what is constructive criticism?
That's where you criticize them in a way to help them.
Yeah.
What is constructive criticism?
It's pretty much the same thing as the difference between positive and negative reinforcement for kids. So I know I've said this before on the show, but if your kid, you know, loses the keys to their new car or something, 16-year-old.
A kid with a car?
Yeah, and you say, you know, don't be so forgetful, instead of saying, I want you to be more conscious, you know what I mean? I want you to take care of your car. You're putting those positive reinforcements into your kid's mindset instead of saying, you know, don't be so forgetful. They're immediately thinking, oh, forgetfulness, like I'm going to do it again. So same thing with constructive criticism. You know, if I paint the wall and you say, it's not good enough. You know what I mean? Half of it's lighter than the other. And you say, you know, I want you to be more conscious. I want you to, you know, paint the wall better. That would be constructive.
How about walking in and I saw it? I'm like, what the?
Yeah. Are you an idiot? You know, like that would be negative reinforcement. That would be just regular criticism.
But I don't understand how criticism can be constructive when people criticize you, they're mad at you. They're trying to hurt you.
Because
how is that constructive?
Because you're providing a solution along with your criticism.
Criticism isn't always mad and trying to hurt.
When is not?
When you're supposed to criticize people.
Who said that?
Everybody. God.
Everybody who's anybody.
I feel
who
like
said that. You feel like what?
I feel like they came up with this word constructive criticism because just like you just expressed, the connotation of criticism is considered like a negative thing when it's not necessarily negative. And like Sean said, whether it's negative, whether it's meant badly or not, it's a simple, is he right or is he wrong? Who's the person who's criticizing me?
You agree with that?
Yeah, I'm either gonna take your advice or not. Like, there's nothing like being offended or anything like that. But in your criticism, you either provide a solution or you're just criticizing. You're saying either, oh, you're an idiot for painting that wrong, or you're saying, you know, you can be better at this, be more conscious, paint it this way, that's constructive.
Oh.
But if you just say, you're an idiot, you don't know what you're doing, that's just criticism.
Oh, back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Gonna get to your phone calls in a minute.
What you doing?
Trump.
Oh, okay.
Like that?
Like he's holding his fist for the right. For the audio podcast listeners.
Right up close to you, like that.
Oh, that's Trump. That's
not
Trump.
So bunched up.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
This is Trump. Jesse Owens, or whoever at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Where's Jesse Owens now?
It was communist. I don't think it was Jesse Owens.
What was it?
It was somebody else.
Somebody black.
Yeah, there was. I realized that that was as unclassy as the Colin Kaepernick kneeling for the anthem.
He's still around?
I don't.
He's gone now.
He got a Nike
I never
deal.
Hear anything about him anymore. But let me ask, hey, and then I have Sean to straighten out something we did yesterday. It was a mistake. Do you have fear of criticism? The biblical question. I mean, yeah. You got to take a deep breath like that.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Respectfully refuse.
But it
These
is
are my
true.
Experts, folks.
Sean answered like the normal manly way where you can just, because when it comes down to it, that's, just take the emotions out of it, because the emotions are just a bunch of unnecessary ego.
Right.
But that doesn't change that some people have a fear of criticism.
And people, so do you have a fear of criticism?
I said I'm not going to answer that.
Oh. Oh. Oh, so when you said some people.
My friend, I have a friend. Winky face.
And Sean, so you don't fear criticism at all?
No.
Oh.
No, it's
you always been that way?
I don't know, maybe.
When you were growing up as a kid, did your parents criticize you? Ever?
No comment.
Did they cuss you out?
Didn't your parents criticize you growing up? Your parents, not the world around you, your friends or anybody. Your parents.
Yeah.
They did criticize you?
Yeah.
And were you afraid then?
Sometimes.
Oh, yeah? I'm trying to think, did my grandparents criticize me?
Sometimes I would be mad. But anyway.
You would get mad when they would criticize you?
My mother especially. My dad, I was more either afraid or knowing I should accept it.
I don't ever remember my grandmother criticizing me, because my other family member, just my little younger, my age family member, were mad because my grandmother babied me, and they didn't like that. She right. would, like, be hard on them, but she was babying me.
Nice.
And they would be mad about
that's
that.
Nice.
So I don't know if they were ever... criticize me. And I was trying to think about my grandfather. Did he ever criticize me? I don't know. I don't remember that stuff. Maybe they did, but I just don't remember.
Well, if he was a man's man, if he was, you know, the way men used to be, he would give you constructive criticism, positive reinforcement.
He would just tell me something to do or right thing, but if I didn't do it, he'd be like, I told you.
Right.
If you had listened, then this would have happened.
Perfect.
But he never really, like, criticized me.
Perfect.
So we don't know if hate is afraid of criticism.
That's right. You don't.
We may never know.
So, Shai, yesterday, before I let you guys go, oh, one more other quick question, then we get to the phone. When you die and your brain stop functioning, what happens to you?
Oh, I know exactly what happens.
What?
So, in my opinion, when you die,
the expert.
When you die, you eventually go to the same place that you were before you were born. Right? You don't remember where you were before you were born, right? You weren't happy. You weren't sad. You weren't in pain. You don't remember you being in pain before you were born, right? Or being happy. You were just part of everything, you know, one way of putting it. Uh-oh. I think everybody, no matter what you do on Earth, eventually goes back to that place. But in the process of dying, like when your body is shutting down and you're actually in the process of dying, you end up reliving a lot of what you went through.
Will you die?
Yeah.
So, while you're dying?
Yeah.
Or after you die?
Right. So that
which one? While you're dying or after you die?
While you're dying, in the process of dying, which on Earth takes a second, but once you start dying, you know, time changes, and it may take a second on Earth, but you experience it as taking a really long time. So that process is what we refer to as either heaven or hell. When you relive what you did on Earth, you either go through heaven or you go through hell.
Have you died before?
No.
You haven't died?
The ego death.
But not like body death.
No.
Have you ever left your body? Wow. He paused on that one.
Right.
Well, yeah. I went through a traumatic near-death experience.
Where you left your body?
Kind of.
You kind of left, or you
didn't? Yeah. Not like physically
you rose
dead.
Up, but you didn't go.
It wasn't one of those situations where my heart stopped and I like actually died and came back.
Right.
But I did have like a major injury where I was, you know, in an ambulance and in enough pain where they had to give me morphine,
uh-huh.
You know, what they give to soldiers.
Right.
And that process of like going through that and passing out and having time change and stuff was similar. Not the same, but
what
similar.
Do you mean having time change?
Like waking up, you know, six or 8 hours later, not knowing what happened.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But while you were out, did you leave your body?
Well, you know, morphine is like essentially heroin, you know?
Oh, yeah?
It's the same stuff.
And so, it takes away all the physical pain?
Yeah.
And you just felt high?
It's not even something you can describe. It's not like being high, you know? It's like being on a cloud.
Really?
Yeah.
You got something on you now?
Maybe.
Let's go to cloud 9 right now.
Yep.
Here's my cup.
Not for you.
When you die and when your mind stops functioning, you die, your body die. What happens to you?
I don't know.
Oh.
I do.
And so, Sean, when you die, did you see that the earth was flat?
Before that experience, I thought it was round, and then after, I was like, it's flat.
You roll somebody in your body, and you notice that, oh, the earth is flat. I'm going up and down the earth, not around it.
Yep. Traveling across it.
Amazing. I realized that once you die, that when you die, your brain disappear and all the thoughts and stuff, that you cease to exist. And then that's what dying is about now, of the ego. You mentioned the ego. You have to cease to exist in order to live. Isn't that weird?
You mean like physically die, you cease to exist?
Like if we die right now, if the ego death died, all our thoughts and ideas and emotions and fears and fate happiness and all that died right now, we will cease to exist. Because it's not us anyway, it's a fake us. And we would disappear from that and the real us would live. And that's why it's best to die while you live than to wait till you leave your body to die. I don't know if it's best, but to die, we need to cease to exist while we're living. Isn't that weird?
I think that's true.
It makes a lot of sense. That sounds like just becoming humble. Not to cheapen it, but it seems like that's what you're supposed to do. Because you really aren't important, supposed to be self-seeking.
It's so interesting to me that we all have to die in order to live. It's so interesting.
It's not a contradiction, it's a paradox.
And then, that's right. It's not a contradiction, hate. It's a paradox.
Yeah.
What's a paradox?
I don't know.
A paradox sounds like it's a contradiction, but it's not actually a contradiction. So you have to resolve it or accept that it's resolvable, but you don't understand it.
The weird thing about it, too, as long as we live, we suffer. Yeah. Nobody that's living is living freely. They're all living in pain.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
But then if you die, you will have no more pain.
Right. But if you don't go through that ego death throughout your life, then in the process of dying, you have to go through it anyway. Yeah. So that's what hell is. You know, going through it anyway is like hell. But if you go through it while you're living, then you're in heaven.
What's so weird to me, too, is that I'm black and slow. And I can't, it's amazing to me that the understanding of that would come to me, being black and slow.
Well.
Because it looks like stuff you can learn in school, but you can't. What?
Sometimes in church, you say something like, you know, human beings are dumb.
Right.
You know? And obviously we have to use words, so sometimes you say that almost as if it's like a problem. Like, you know, they should be smarter, you know? But I don't think humans are dumb enough.
That's true.
You know, they're too smart.
Absolutely.
And you could blame it on the internet or...
No, they were dumb before the internet.
You could...
If they had been smart, they would not have built the internet.
You could even blame it on the Bible being spread across the world, being, you know, what do they call that?
The mass-produced or printed...
Right, mass-produced or printed Bibles spread across the world, because before that, in a town, the only person who had a written copy of the Bible was the priest or the heads of the town.
Maybe.
Or maybe a father in a house where they could afford it, you know? But once everyone started reading the Bible, they didn't have to go through them anymore. Everyone just started misinterpreting it and saying what they thought about the Bible. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Women reading the Bible.
Oh, Lord. Speaking of that, I didn't know until last few years. I didn't know how evil Bible Christians were. I mean, I didn't know how evil they are until lately, you know, like over the last years. Bible Christians are as evil as a non-Bible Christian. There's no difference.
Like a non-Christian.
Right, a non-Christian.
Yeah.
People who read the Bible as evil, or maybe even worse, than people who don't read the Bible or are not Christian.
Right. Like we said yesterday on Bible Thumper Thursday, because of all those different interpretations of the Bible,
right,
they'll pick one interpretation and try to figure it out and try to like base their whole worldview off of the one interpretation. But they get lost in all the contradictions of that version that they choose.
I can venture to even say that Christians are no different than Allahu Abba people.
Jesus said to the people, because you don't know you're blind, that's why your guilt remains.
Yep. It's weird. Go ahead.
I was going to change the subject.
It's weird that you could be blind and not know it. You could be asleep but think you're awake. That is too weird to me. It's too weird. Well,
makes sense.
How?
Because that's the meaning of the word blind.
But I didn't know that you could be blind from the truth. But yet think that you have, like Bible people, Christians think they have the truth. They don't know they're blind from the truth. You have to really, something has to wake you up for you to see that you're blind. God. If that doesn't happen, you don't know that you're blind.
God has to allow you to see.
It's not even enough to say, I'm blind, because you don't know that you're blind until you can see.
And then they just accept misery, the same misery / little joys of life that everybody else does.
Right. Sure does. Yes, sir.
Is it normal to not care about what happens to you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's normal to not care. I used to think it was not normal to not care, but it's normal to not care. Matter of fact, you're better off not caring.
Right.
It's actually not to care. Because you're not supposed to split your infinitives. To care is an infinitive. You're not supposed to split it. It's normal not to care.
Thank you, white man. Yeah.
That's constructive criticism.
He can leave now. He's afraid of criticism for himself, but he's not afraid to criticize.
Criticism for thee, but not for me.
So I got to go. But I need you to straighten out this first soundbite. I just want to clear it up because you can explain it. We need to make a correction from yesterday. Sean gave me the wrong soundbite. Explain it, then we'll play it.
Sometimes people just make mistakes, you know?
No, not explain that.
Oh.
The soundbite. Post-millennial.
Yeah, no, we read the news story, but we played the wrong soundbite to the news story.
Okay, so this is the news story we read yesterday. I read.
Right.
Post-millennial, the death of a California teen who died 10 days after she was filmed in a brutal fight at school has been ruled accidental in a preliminary autopsy report. We just read that, but we didn't play the soundbite to that.
Yeah, we played a different soundbite.
And so
now we have the right soundbite.
So should I play this soundbite now?
No, we could just move. Let's
no,
just go
I'm
to
just
calls.
Saying this soundbite that's under this reading is the right one?
That's the right one.
Let's play that, Hassan.
16-year-old Shaylee Mejia is being remembered as a kind and loving girl tonight. And while the circumstances surrounding her untimely death remain under investigation, her mother believes it was the result of bullying at her high school. Repeated brutal beatdowns inside a South LA school bathroom. Allegations of campus bullying.
I'm scared, mommy.
And now a mother's grief following the death of her 16-year-old daughter. Maria Juarez believes her daughter, Shaylee Mejia, suffered brain damage during this fight at Manual Arts High School on March 5th.
And then you complained?
Yes.
And what did the school do?
Nothing.
Doctor said she suffered from a fatal hemorrhage due to brain injuries.
The LAPD says they are investigating claims that Shaylee may have fallen down a flight of stairs the night she was admitted to the hospital. The school has issued a statement expressing condolences.
How come every time someone dies, they call them Sweet 11? And here she is fighting in the bathroom.
I know. It sounded like, I don't know how you call that bullying when they're just brutally fighting each other. Bullying is when it's like some poor innocent kid won't stand up for himself.
And then she up there posing with her mama like a little slut. But she's 3'11", Kayla. So that's the right soundbite with that. And according to KTLA, the girl's mother took photos of the injury and reportedly complained to the school officials and campus police, but said nothing was done to address the issue. What's her name?
Juarez.
Juarez is a housekeeper and the family's sole provider. So
Mejia
didn't want her mother to lose any work hours. So that's that story. That's a real story. So correction on that from yesterday. And here's the soundbite we played. Instead, right. It was the wrong soundbite for that story from KTLA. A middle school student in Riverside County. I used to give talks to the kids over at Mayard High School.
Down in South Central L.A.?
Yeah, over there in Vermont.
They call it South L.A. now.
No, it's still South Central, believe it.
They changed the name to South L.A. to try to improve the image because South Central has such negative connotations.
And the image got worse. The name change did not save the image. It made it worse. But anyway, a middle school student in Riverside County could be, according to KTLA, could be facing misdemeanor assault and battery charges after an alleged unprovoked and violent attack on a sixth grade girl that was captured on cell phone cameras. Watch this from, this is the story that we played. It was a mistake. On ABC.
Arizona middle school showing one girl attacking another as other students watched and recorded it. The girl was rushed to the hospital for her injury. She's still recovering. She's then filed a police report along with her mother.
We want justice for our daughter and we want to raise awareness that this is not okay.
I talked to the principal and I tell him, you know, I'm very upset because I come and I drop off my kid here at school and I pick her up here at school where she should be safe.
Amazing. And so that was the mistake we made yesterday. Mistake corrected.
So that 12-year-old was knocked unconscious and the 16-year-old hit her head and then died a few days later, maybe falling down the flight of stairs.
What?
That was a 12-year-old girl. She was knocked out cold.
That was right there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she was 12?
Yep.
And then the other was 16?
The other one was 16, getting in fights for months.
Yeah, getting in fights for months on end, but they call it bullying.
How come girls fighting so much now?
They're vicious.
And they always pulling each other hair and hitting each other in the face.
They're cold-blooded.
I think my first day of high school, I saw a girl fight.
You did?
I think it was girls fighting. It was some fight.
When I was growing up, I saw one or two girls fighting over boys. But I saw a lot of girls fight when I went to Indiana and went to high school up there for a minute.
My mother said that they used to hide razor blades in their big hair.
Your mother did?
She didn't. She didn't have big hair that I know of.
She was bald?
No, it was just normal hair. It wasn't big hair.
I thought you said his mother here, Switchblade. I knew Mary was something else. I'm playing Mary. Yes, sir.
I think it's called a bouffant. Is that hairstyle? Bouffant.
Yeah.
Single mothers. No father, and she didn't want to trouble her mother, so the mother thinks. Different last names, by the way.
Ooh.
Juarez and Mejia.
I used to wrestle when I was younger. And one time I had to wrestle a girl in a competition.
Oh, yeah. I used to see that sometimes.
There weren't enough girl wrestlers, so they just put them in with the boys.
Right.
I had to wrestle a girl, and she won. Did I let her win? I don't know. Maybe.
When I come back, your phone call is super chat right to the phones, folks. Right after this break. Hate news coming up, not the fake news. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood's Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Peace in the Middle East, not Trump, our greatest president. His persecution continues. There are elections in India, and they're trying to ban TikTok or something. This is the end of hour one already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, April 19th, AD 2024. Stay tuned and hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. The lines are full. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports a jet collision narrowly avoided at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport on Thursday after two planes were cleared for this on the same runway. Seems like the quality is going down in terms of these air traffic controllers or something, maybe. I'm not sure. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, said they would investigate the incident. Although, do you trust them? And analyze audio of the air traffic controllers frantically trying to radio both planes to stop, stop. And Israel has carried out a military strike in Iran, a U.S. official told Commie Nonsense, a move that threatens further to escalate tensions in the Middle East. Israel has not commented. Iran has not identified the source of the attack. Iranian military media reported that sites associated with Iran's nuclear program were secure. They published footage of calm scenes in the areas where the explosions were reported. Israel had for days weighed their response to Iran's unprecedented weekend strikes, most of which were intercepted. Iran launched an attack in retaliation for a suspected Israeli strike on its embassy compound in Syria earlier this month. What a mess. Trump trial. Can't you guys wait until Trump gets reelected, maybe? We'll see. Trump trial. I'm talking to the Middle East people. The full 12-person jury has been seated in our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's hush money criminal trial. Criminal. The panel will eventually decide Trump's fate in the case, comprised of 7 men and 5 women. That's not too bad a ratio, given today's mess, right? The first of the pool of alternate jurors. They say men loosely, probably, though. The first pool of the alternate jurors was also selected Thursday, leaving only 5 left to be selected today. They need 6 alternates. Wow. If jury selection wraps up quickly, the judge will hold a hearing later today where they'll discuss what in Trump's legal history can be used to try to impeach him if he chooses to testify. Meanwhile, prosecutors said Trump violated his gag order. They're trying to gag the president 7 more times, pointing to posts on the internet online, calling the situation ridiculous, which it is. Nice. Polls opened today in India for the first phase of India's marathon general election, they call it. Kicking off a vote, well, CNN calls it that, right? Commie Nonsense Network. Kicking off a vote in which Prime Minister Narendra Modi, M-O-D-I, seeking to win a rare 3rd consecutive term. An estimated 969 million people eligible to vote in what's considered to be one of the country's most consequential elections in decades. As Modi's supposedly right-wing Bharatiya Janata Party aims an outright majority. They want an outright majority and a mandate to widen their development in Hindu nationalist policies based, established during its 10-year rule. Voting will take place in 7 phases over the next 6 weeks in the world's most populous country. Over 1 billion people there, huh? Something like that? And a TikTok ban. The black on the inside White House. Oh, no. With the House of Representatives set to vote on a foreign aid on Saturday, Republicans have added a hot-button issue bill to the funding package that could lead to a nationwide TikTok ban. House lawmakers passed a bill in March that aims to remove the platform from U.S. app stores, become bogged down, though, in the Senate. By including it in the aid package, House Republicans hope to force the Senate to quick vote on a measure that supporters say is necessary to protect Americans' personal data from the Chinese government. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, my biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy, the biblical question. Do you have fear of criticism? Do you have a fear of criticism? Do ya? It's amazing. Do you have a fear of criticism? And don't forget, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're at work or working out or whatever you're doing, driving around, doing a yoga class or whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you can be listening. You can also podcast the show if you can't watch it live by calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. That's 641-793-1500. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me a coffee or bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. Isn't that amazing? And I appreciate it. We're going to get to all your super chats by JLP on Cash App. I want to go straight to the phones. It's Open Line Friday. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You Tom like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Trump talking about retribution.
Retribution and going after people
is disrespect of our military.
The military people that he's disgraced.
91.
Criminal felonies.
He mishandled classified documents.
It's now his desire to do away with NATO.
Donald Trump talks about abandoning Ukraine.
He said he'll be a dictator on day one.
If he's going to be a dictator on day one, he's going to be a dictator, period.
Shut up, bitch!
So I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump.
Okay, 4 p.m.
Come here, let me give you a...
The thing that hurts me the most is that his lazy-ass strategy is actually working.
A recent New York Times Siena College poll shows former President Trump gaining ground among Latino voters.
Please, anything with them.
Mr. President, in this moment.
Don't. Oh, I'm so scared. I told you that yesterday. I mentioned that the Republicans are no different than the Democrats. Look, you see those right old Republicans right there, right? They are no different. They have the name Republican, but they're no different. The Republican Party is over. Trump is the only reason to vote Republican right now. Well, for that, there would be no reason to vote Republican. They do nothing. Zero. They hold press conferences and pretend, but they do nothing. Let me go quickly to the phone. Noah is a first-time caller out of California. Noah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Noah.
How you doing, Jesse? Good morning.
All is well. Good morning.
Yeah, man. First of all, I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing, man. Made a huge impact on my life. A lot of my friends, we tune into your show and everything. So just wanted to say thank you, man.
You're welcome. And stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Right on. Right on. I'll get right to like a couple of questions that I have. So right now I'm currently like pursuing a baseball career, I guess I should say. And I played in college, but after a few years, I kind of transitioned to looking to play professionally and, you know, hopefully make that a job at some point. What kind of advice do you have about going about that in the right way and not like identifying with it, but just, you know, trying to do it to the best of my ability?
When you play just to play. Play, do your best, of course, but don't compete. Don't compete. Just do your best, and don't think of it as I gotta win or lose. You just do your best, and it'll be amazing. And don't think of it as, don't compete against the other players on either team, but in all things, put your best into it. But don't get into your mind, I gotta win, or I'll lose, or I gotta lose, I gotta win. Just do it to have fun, do it naturally, and I'm telling you, man, you will not regret it. It will be amazing.
Right on, man. And then
and one last thing about that, don't forget the thought, but one last thing, don't try to be as good as somebody else that's in the game. You know what I mean?
I definitely struggled with that when I was younger.
Yeah. So what now?
I said I've definitely struggled with that as I was younger, like playing sports and everything. Like always better than the next man, you know. And like that never really got me anywhere.
That's so, right. Yeah, don't try to be better than the next man or less than the next man. Don't compare yourself to other players. Just be your best. Just do what you do, and you'll be able to sleep at night. And other people be tripping because they'll be trying to be better than the next man or the next this or the next that. Do not do that.
Amazing.
Go ahead. You had another question?
Yeah. So I'm also here with my girlfriend. We're actually driving from Sacramento down to Fremont, California.
Uh-huh.
We're going to my grandmother's funeral. But on another note, I wanted to ask you, like, you know, we're a pretty young couple. She's 20. I'm 23. What advice would you have about, you know, our relationship right now? It's obviously really, really new to us. Haven't even known each other actually for a year yet. But, you know, things have been going smoothly. Like, what advice would you have for young couples out here?
So you guys have only known each other for a year? You haven't known each other a year yet?
Not yet. Hasn't been a year yet.
And so why is she going to your grandmother's funeral?
She was invited. She was invited.
By whom?
The family.
Why?
To just be there, I guess. Just to, you know, be a part of the funeral. Nothing crazy. She just wanted to, some of the family members just wanted her to join me.
And did you want her to go?
I left it up to her. I didn't think it was a bad or good thing. I just thought, hey, if she wanted to go, great. If not, great. Like, either way, it didn't really matter.
Did you want her to go?
No, but not in a bad way. Like, I was always just like, if she wanted to join me, that's great. But if she didn't, you know, I also didn't mind.
Did you want her to go?
No.
And so why did you let your family member intrude into your relationship like that? Why didn't you just tell them no?
I left it.
No, but you women want you to leave. They don't want you to leave it to them.
True. I understand that.
It's like you invite her out to go to a restaurant, right? And then
right.
And you're like, well, she's like, where are we going to go? You're like, I don't know where you want to go. I don't know where you want to go. She's waiting on you to lead. So here's what I really recommend. Do what you want, of course, for the both of you, really, both of you. When in your relationship, keep your family out of it. Don't let your family make those types of decisions for you. Shouldn't let your family make those type of decisions for, or any decision, really, for you and her. And she should not allow her family members to make a decision for her and you. Because it's going to be their relationship and not your relationship, and it's not going to work.
Right.
Because both of you will be doing things that you really don't want to do, and you're just going along to get along, and your family member will screw up your relationship. I urge you to do what you want, but stop that immediately.
Amazing. I will do that.
Both of you should be able to say yes and no to each other. If you don't want her to go, no, I don't want you to go, or don't invite her, and she can do the same thing. And I promise you, you will have a better relationship.
Yeah. I mean, I guess now that, like, you explain that, I guess I would say I did want her to go, but I also didn't mind if she didn't want to go. I kind of extended the invite, but if she didn't want to go for whatever reason, it wouldn't really have affected me.
So is she rolling her eyes at you right now knowing you didn't want her to go?
No.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
You too. Amazing. What's your first name?
Amazing.
Alina.
Good to meet you, Alina.
Nice to meet you, Jesse.
One other thing about if you want any relationship to work, don't put any effort into making it work, and don't want anything from each other.
Absolutely.
What'd you think about that, Alina? Right on. So if you guys don't try to get love or get attention or get this from one another and keep your family out of it, if this relationship is meant to happen, it's going to happen naturally, and one thing will lead to another one, and you will have a relationship, a marriage, if you should get married, you will have a marriage that will last until death do you part.
Amazing.
But if you let your family get involved, or you guys do things you don't want to do, or you're trying to get something from each other without it happening naturally, it's not going to work. It'll just be a battle for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's interesting you say that. I mean, I look at, you know, my parents, they're not really together anymore, and, like, that was really what it was the whole time. It was just like an uphill battle.
Yeah.
You know, for a good part of my life, my dad really did lead the family, but like there was a shift at some point, and when that stopped, you know, all hell broke loose. I saw that clear as day once I really started to hear your message and like really want to understand. Like it really started to resonate.
Have you gone and forgiven your parents, your mother and father?
Yes.
How did it go?
It was interesting. My mom, she tried to act like she didn't know what I was forgiving her for.
It was all in that.
She tried to act a little confused.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my dad, I mean, that was like one of the best conversations me and him have ever had.
Yeah.
You know, since then, our relationship's been really tight because for a while before that, you know, we weren't on speaking terms for like a year. And then, you know, we slowly started to talk again. And then, you know, after a while, I went and forgave him. And, I mean, we haven't had a better relationship. So, I mean, it's been great since then.
Right on, man. Well, if you're not doing the silent prayer, start doing the silent prayer and practice being present instead of lost in your head thinking about the past or the future, which doesn't exist. And I'm telling you, Noah, you will have a life that was meant for you to have. It will work out on its own, and you wouldn't have to put any effort into it at all.
That's amazing, man.
Amazing.
Well, I appreciate you, Jesse.
You're welcome, and I stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and I wish you well, all right?
Thank you.
All right.
Right on.
Okay, call me again, buddy. It was nice to talk to you and Alina, right?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Jesse.
Good to meet you, Alina.
It's good to meet you, too. Have a lovely Friday.
You too. Amazing. Did Alina go and forgive her mother?
Yes, I did.
How did it go?
She didn't say anything, actually. She just looked at me and then was gone.
What the?
What the? How about your father?
I did forgive him, too, and he was more receptive. He talked to me about it, but I could tell he was kind of upset, like, why I was saying that, because it kind of, he thought that was me saying, you're doing something wrong.
Right.
So he got a little upset, but it went smoothly.
Well, good. Well, work on it. Continue to work on yourself. Do the silent prayer. And you guys, don't try to get love from one another. Don't try to get so much attention. I'm telling you, whatever's meant to be will happen naturally, all right?
Amazing. Will do, man.
Amazing. I wish you guys well. Call me again, Noah.
Thank you. Will do, man.
All right. Take care. All right. Amazing. Just imagine starting out early in life working on yourself. You're going to avoid so much hell. Human beings are evil. I'm blown away to understand, to be able to see. And not because I caused myself to see, but I just didn't know the nature of the heart of human beings. I just didn't know. I knew we had to be born again. I knew we were not supposed to be angry. But I didn't know. First of all, I didn't know every human being was evil. Every human being. There's not one that's not evil. Isn't that amazing? And everyone has to overcome evil with good. And only a few want to overcome evil with good. We had our women's forum last night. It was amazing. It really was. And I'm sitting there and I'm talking to the ladies. We're talking about different things. And you can just see that they really want to overcome. And they're working on themselves. And what they're seeing, they had no idea either. And so I'm thinking, wow, we could be asleep and not know it. And then when you wake up, you're going to be attacked by those who are asleep. It's like the animal's going to attack you. That's why this biblical question is so important. Do you have a fear of criticism? Because not only is the enemy within, evil in the mind and emotions, going to attack you, but the evil outside, inside of others, going to attack you. It's crazy, but that's how it is. This is hell on earth. But you can have heaven on earth. Amazing meeting last night with the women. Ryan is a first-time caller out of Texas. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
All is well. How are you?
Amazing. Go ahead.
So great to be on the phone with you. I just really want to thank you again, like the last caller said, for everything that you do.
You're welcome.
The thought told me I should call in and thank you for saving my life, but I realized that what you actually did was you gave me the tools for God to save my life, and that's even bigger.
That's right, man. 100%. It wasn't me at all. Go ahead.
I've been doing the silent prayer most days. I have messed up a couple of days, and I feel it when I do. I feel the thoughts, and it's like night and day. I've only known about you since the start of the year, so
yeah,
it's all pretty new to me. But went and I forgave my mother. Had to do it over the phone on FaceTime, and again, just a huge shift. Those two really simple things just really did have a huge impact on my life.
Right on. Yep.
Last year, I was going through a divorce and waking up every morning just with blinding anger all day. My first thought every day for over a year, and just making those two changes completely changed my world for me.
Nice, man. Amazing.
Amazing.
If human beings understood or even look at themselves and realize that anger is evil, there's nothing good about anger, and anyone that has anger is of their father, the devil, and all these evil spirits that come with it. If they were to just realize that, go and forgive, we can literally have perfect peace on the earth just like that. It'll be over. We'll have perfect peace.
That's absolutely right. 100%.
Amazing.
Being new to the silent prayer, I do have a question.
Okay.
I don't know that it's a thought that's telling me I'm doing something wrong, or I'm still not quite getting the whole picture, but when I have the thoughts, I feel myself thinking, that's not me, or that's the devil. Kind of thinking like, huh, is that reacting to it? Is that interacting with the thought?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. So when those thoughts come like that, just watch it. It's not you. Because the devil, what makes you think, I'm just reacting with the devil. It'll play God. He will play God all the way. But whatever thoughts that comes, you just watch them and let them pass. Don't argue with them. Don't communicate with them. Just watch them. And then if, let's say you become overwhelmed with a thought and a feeling, the thoughts fall into the pile of feeling, right? And you can just, for now, if you want to outwardly say, that's not me. Where did that thought come from? Well, those are not my feelings. And so that you can stop identifying with them, and eventually you won't even have to say anything because they will be gone. Layers and layers of evil spirits, which are false ideas and identities, are being taken away from you. So don't, you're doing it right. If you can see the thoughts, if they're telling you you're doing it wrong, you're not quite this, you're not quite that, they're lying to you. Just watch it and let them pass.
It's just another thought then.
100%. It's just another thought. Or if another thought tells you, you need to go back and forgive your mother again, you still feel anger. Or you need to do, it's just another thought. That's all it is.
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
God tells us to bring every thought into captivity. All thoughts are not his thoughts. They're not our thoughts. They're not his. And to bring every thought into captivity. His voice is a voiceless voice. He revealed to you, and Satan talked to you.
I agree, and Satan talks all the time.
Sure does, man. He really does. And just imagine, ever since the beginning of you being traumatized by your mother, you escaped into those thoughts trying to survive and grew up living in hell, calling it heaven.
Sure did. Oh, that was a trip, too, for going to forgive my mother. You don't see the hell until you confront it.
I know, huh? That's why you got to face it. You got to face it.
Well, I'm glad that I did, and I'm glad that I found out about you so that I knew that I needed to do that.
Well, stay with us. Stay with it. What did your mother say when you went to her?
Oh, it was so weird, Jesse. So I told her that I forgave her for all the stuff she did when I was a kid and all the anger and arguments. And she didn't cry, but she started to ask, were there things that you wanted me to say more when you were a kid? And she'd keep asking that every time I talked to her after that, too. So she was like, did I say that I love you enough as a kid? I was like, yeah, you're fine. There's nothing I want you to say unless you want to tell me that we're secretly millionaires. So.
That's right. Oh, and if she keep asking you those things, tell her not to bring that up again to you.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, just say, no, don't talk to me about it. Because what she's doing now is trying to ease her ego pain. She cannot admit that she was wrong. And so she's trying to find a way out. And the devil is using her to try to find a way out. So you got to just say, hey, don't talk to me about that anymore. Now, unless you want to apologize, it's on you. But don't bring that up every time we talk, or I won't talk to you anymore.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, just be firm with her. Just don't be angry anymore. And if that anger should come up, don't identify with it. It's not you. You see it, but don't call it you. You're no longer part of that. It'll be taken away. You'll be fine.
That's awesome. Hey, can I answer the biblical question for the week?
Do you have fear of criticism? Do you have fear of criticism?
I do not have fear of anything, but the ego has fear of everything.
That's amazing. I want to respond, Ryan, so bad, but I can't.
I understand. I'll be watching on Sunday for it, though.
All right, buddy. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you, Ryan. Cool. Stay with it. Stay with it. Ryan, never stop. Endure to the end, and you will receive the prize. Just stay with it. Let go. Watch. Just live your life and watch. It's going to open up for you. I can't find a word to express the amazing things to come.
Well, thank you, Jesse. I will stick with it. And could you transfer me back over to Sean? I have some information for him.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Appreciate your call. 888-7753-773. Let me go quickly to Dennis from Bulgaria. He's been waiting an hour or so. Dennis. Denny from Bulgaria.
Oh, hi, Mr. Peterson. How are you doing today?
All is well, sir. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. And, Mr. Peterson, I'm calling because a gentleman called your program yesterday. He talked about that it's next to impossible for women to homeschool their children because of lack of money, because of lack of time, lack of knowledge, and so on and so forth. And I decided to call you because I actually had a talk with a remarkable lady. She homeschooled both of her children. And actually, she wasn't good at math at all when she was younger. But because she homeschooled them, she actually learned math by that.
Yeah.
And now she's an accountant.
Nice.
Right? Because her kids, both of her children are grown now. They're on their way. And she did homeschool them. Actually, that was my question to her as well. I said, how did you do it? Because they weren't really rich or anything. They were just, you know, normal middle-class family. And she said that it wasn't that much of an issue because, yes, the income was reduced because only her husband was working. But the outcome was reduced as well. Because, you know, when you go to work, you have to have a lunch somewhere. You don't always have the option to bring it with you.
Right.
If you have to go by car, then you have to put gasoline in your vehicle and so on and so forth. So, yes, the income was reduced, but so was the outcome. So they actually had a pretty normal life, pretty good life. Her husband had an eight-hour shift, and then he worked for a couple of hours more to afford more things. And it was a pretty good example. And they did it, and I know other people did it as well. So it's absolutely doable. Now, if people don't want to do it, well, that's a whole other, you know, topic.
That's right. When people make up excuses like that, what they're telling you, they don't want to do it. And they'd rather feel like a victim than to do it. That's what they're telling you. It's not, there's no such thing as you can't homeschool your kids.
I absolutely agree with you. And I just wanted to give you that example. I know how many young parents are listening to your program. I know, you know, you're always busy, so that's kind of because people don't always view it that way. Just simply think of it how easy it is. Like, yes, the income will be reduced, but so will be the outcome. And it's a pretty good thing to think about.
That's a very, very good point. But the problem is a lot of mothers are unwilling to make any sacrifices for their children. But when they're willing to do it, you're absolutely right. It can work, and it will work.
100%. And with that said, Mr. Peterson, I know how busy you are. I would like to wish your colleagues and your audience all the best. God be with you, sir. And have a remarkable weekend, Mr. Peterson.
You too, Denny. I appreciate your call. Amazing input. Thank you for that.
Likewise. Goodbye, Mr. Peterson.
All right, buddy. Amazing. He's right. It can be done. But the guy that called yesterday about, oh, everybody can't do that, those are just excuse making. And you just have to lead those people into hell, let them suffer. Okay. You don't want to get out of your hell, stay there. We're coming up to a break. When I come back, your super chat and phone call. I want to give you this real fast. I think we have time for it. Do we have time for it? This is from Post Millennial. We don't have to. Oh, he said no. Oh, okay. 888-7753-773. I want to give you the sound by when I come back about this, according to the post-millennial, this 18-year-old high school student who identified as transgender was arrested and charged over less plan to shoot up Maryland High School. I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing. So at 9 a.m. this morning from 9 to 11, the Hake Report is coming up. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The guy with the good hair, and he's on fire. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. And then at 12 noon today, brand new episode of The Fallen State every Friday at 12 noon. I had an interesting discussion with Matan Evan. And Matan is a YouTuber and influencer. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Even with the accent I have, I would like to consider myself a true patriot.
Right on. Would you ever vote for a woman?
Beto, do you believe women should be allowed to vote?
No. You agree?
Oh, yeah. I can be kind to people, but it's always for selfish intentions.
Really?
Like right now, I'm trying to stop myself from pickpocketing you.
What the? Do you have anger?
I'm a very hateful person.
Any man that has anger is a woman.
No, I'm not a woman.
At 12 noon today, thefallenstate.com. No, I'm sorry. Thank you, Hake. Thefallenstate.tv. /donate, all right, to support it. But watch it today at 12 noon. And then at 4 p.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby on fire, energy given to him by God. And you can believe he worked on the airplane. He always does his flying on Friday. And he worked on his plane. All the parts are on. All the bolts are screwed in. The doors are tight. And no fighting on the plane. And no affirmative action pilots. No reparation pilots. No, you're going to be safe at 4 p.m. with the American Anchor Baby. All right, Pacific time. Last night we had our women's forum, I mentioned that. Every third Thursday night, we had our women's forum, and it was amazing. I had planned to leave early, not before the meeting was over, but, you know, you get out. But I had to finally say, okay, bye, we out of here. It was deep. Stay with it, ladies. Stay with it. Stay with it. watch and pray. Just watch. I want to just tell you this from the post-millennial. An 18-year-old high school student who identifies as transgender, was arrested and charged over alleged plan to shoot up a Maryland school, indicating that this was part of a yearning to be famous. And I want to make that point because it seems like, especially nowadays, young people live to be famous. Like I just read Monty, it said influencer, YouTuber, influencer. I don't know what that means. How is that an influencer, James?
How is that guy an influencer?
Yeah, everybody that be on YouTube is an influencer. What does that mean?
If they have a lot of followers and they say something or direct people's attention, they're influencing people's attention to be focused on this thing or that thing, whatever they're talking about.
Is that a bad thing or good?
Both.
And a lot of young people on the internet want to be famous, want to be influencers.
True.
They do some weird stuff, too.
Because then they can make money and be famous. And
ego. That's not good.
Right.
You're not supposed to want to be famous.
True.
But anyway, he according to the report, this person indicated that this was a part of a yearning to be famous. Part of the manifesto read.
Reads?
I hate school. I hated school. The teachers were evil. I always got in trouble. The other kids who would pretend to be my friends, but make fun of me to my face. It would be the perfect revenge. That's the, I guess, the transgender person.
Oh.
Is that a boy or girl?
I was going to guess boy.
Are they trying to be a girl
or
they're trying to be a boy? Oh, they're trying to be a boy, I'm told. He looked like a boy.
Yeah.
Like a Chinese boy.
Right.
Or Asian boy. But I guess this person's been arrested now. Parents, you need to show your kids real love and not fake love. But parents don't love their children anymore. They don't love their children. Super chat.
Super chats.
Super chats.
Steve bought 10 coffees. Buymeacoffee.com/GLP talk.
Thank you. Amazing.
Jesse, I agree with you. Republicans today really are not any better than the Democrats.
They're not.
I will still vote red, and hopefully the great white hope gets reelected. American flag emojis.
That's right. But if you really, really, really paid attention and not just identify as a Republican, and so you can't see what's really going on, if you really pay attention, the Republican Party is no different than the Democratic Party. They don't do anything. They haven't done anything. They haven't stopped anything. They go along with the Democrats. They vote with the Democrats, even when the Democrats don't vote with them. They hold little press conferences and say, oh, we tried to stop this and complain about the border. But they have not done one iota of a thing for the border. It's the only one that has is that governor out of Texas, it seems. But the Republican Party, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, there would be no reason to vote Republican. Really, zero reason. And they always send it out thing for money, raising money. They try. The old Democrats want to stop us. Stop you from what? Voting with them? Stop you from what? Doing nothing? Stopped you from what? Voted on a bill for Ukraine? Why nothing is happening at home? I think you're lying that they're trying to stop you. They ain't trying to stop you. They already have you. Thank you.
All right. And thank you very generous, Steve, with your 10 coffees.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Gavin
Amazing.
From North Georgia bought 15 coffees. Harpo beats me.
You so Harpo to beat me. All my life, I've been beat by men. My daddy, my brother, my uncle, my cousin. I ain't gonna take it no more. Thank you. What a mess.
Very generous.
I wonder why they were beating Oprah so much.
For her lunch money.
When she was a kid.
Just kidding.
While growing up at home?
No, I don't know. She was annoying. Oh, but I disavow beating people for being annoying.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Soul Conscious bought 5 coffees. Jesse, biblical question.
Do you have a fear of criticism?
No, I do not fear criticism. They are just thoughts. There is nothing to fear if you drop the thought of criticism.
Wow. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you. Amazing.
The Observer of Thoughts.
I closed my eyes last night only for a moment, and the moment was gone.
Yeah.
Man. I was like, what the? Okay.
A coffee from Observer of Thoughts. Answer to the biblical question.
Do you have a fear of criticism?
No, I do not have a fear of criticism. It's like having a fear for other people's thoughts. It's nonsense. Observe and be. Have a great weekend, y'all. See you at fellowship. Amazing. !
Amazing. Thank you. And thank you for your support. I really appreciate it.
Canadian David is a paying monthly subscriber on Rumble.
Thank you, Canadian David.
Jesse Lee Peterson, Rumble.
You got to know how to rumble.
Jesse announces Thumper Thursday like it's WWE Monday Night Raw.
It is. What a mess. Thank you.
And this looks related to the biblical question, but it's not an answer to the biblical question. But it's sort of interesting. Canadian David says, ego fears criticism as much as it fears being found out.
Amazing. That's deep. Thank you.
He also says they hate the charming man, referring to those people who like the dog owner men.
Oh, yeah.
Because he treats everyone well. They hate the charming man because he treats everyone well, not just them.
Amazing.
Also, the charming man draws attention and they lose their attention in that.
What?
No more thoughts, Potter
Coffee.
Thank
you.
Yeah. For once, watching you live, says No More Thoughts. Amazing. Biblical question answer.
Do you have a fear of criticism?
I don't know, but probably yes. I don't like to explain myself to people. I also don't like being the center of attention. This is No More Thoughts.
Amazing, No More Thoughts. I appreciate that. I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Evgeny Crosby, a couple of diamonds on DLive. Joe Biden's uncle got eaten by cannibals while watching church with Jesse Lee Peterson.
Sour. Thank you.
I hadn't heard of that one.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Joe Biden gave him a talk the other day in a country report, and he was saying his father was captured in an airplane somewhere, something like that. And the plane crashed. They never did find him, and he got eaten up by cannibals, you think.
Nice. Well, my mom told me that one of my great-great-grandpa's great-great-great was almost burned at the stake.
By the Indians?
I think by Indians, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, your mother should have taken that knife out of her hair and went and saved him.
The razor blade out of her big hair?
Yeah. That's interesting. That really happened?
Well, I don't know.
She might have been playing.
Well, she told me. I think it's true. But then again, Pocahontas' mother told her that she's Injun. And she's only 1/10/24 Injun.
Everybody want to be Injun.
Right. American Injun.
My grandmother had some Injun in her.
Yep. That's
she
how
had
you're
long,
red.
Long, pretty hair and everything.
Yep. Nice.
You said that's how what?
How you're red. Because you're reddish.
Oh.
And American Indians are red.
Enjoy Indian.
Red-skinned. He might have a little bit in him.
No, he all red. With freckles.
Right, but that's more like... Because he's Creole. Those people are redheads and part black.
Oh.
I think.
What a mess. Thank you, though.
Evgeny Crosby with a couple diamonds. Oh, no, I already read that one. Thank you. Ryan B. bought a coffee. I don't know what it's like in Arkansas or Arkansas. Not sure which one he means. But I'm from Louisiana, where raising Cane's chicken began. It's Cane, C-A-N-E, as in sugar cane. Nonetheless, many would agree with Joel that raising Cane is number one. Thanks, JLP and crew.
Amazing. Thank you. Joel said he's 1% Native American, whatever that is.
Yeah. But that means he's part.
So that means he's not
he's Anglo?
No, he's not Indian. He's something, a Native American.
Native American is what I am. I was born here to Americans.
Right. I think that's what you mean.
Okay, nice. Right on. He's 1% born here? Canadian David says, oh, okay, okay. He's answering the biblical question.
Do you have a fear of criticism?
Fear, no. But I do rebuke and despise lies, which can be cloaked as criticism.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
BM_007, Rumble rant.
You got another rumble.
Sean got abducted by aliens when he left his body, laughing face sideways with tears coming out twice. What the? Question mark, exclamation mark, question mark.
He went up and down the earth. He discovered that the earth was flat.
Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
WD41 with four diamonds, no message. Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you. Joel said, according to Google, Native Americans are indigenous people. That mean people without dentals?
No, indigenous means that they were they're originally from dating all the way back to the beginning. Indigenous people.
I thought it meant people with no teeth.
No, that's indentured. No, I don't know. It means Indians. Yeah, I learned that from my African American history teacher. He started calling them indigenous people.
Why?
Because Native Americans, that just means you're born here. And we're all born here. We're Native Americans.
Well, why did you just keep calling them Indians?
Because
my mother married.
I guess because.
My father married a Cherokee. My mother people were ashamed of me.
Because we have too many Canadians. And Canadians think Indians are from India.
The Indians said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Happy, she no good to want. Happy, that's all I ever heard.
Nice.
Amazing.
Yeah. Pastor Chatelet has rated the stream over on Rumble. Thank you.
Thank you. Amazing. I got to get some calls
okay.
in. Don't
nice.
Forget where you left off.
Right. But Google is fake news, just to correct the record.
Yep. Google is fake news.
Yeah.
That's all I ever heard. Drake is the first time I call out of Utah. Drake, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Thank you all for the super chat. We'll finish them.
Hi.
Hey, Drake.
Hi, how are you?
All is well.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, I was just wondering, what can the American people do to improve the way of life, the track that the world's going right now? Like, how can we improve on, how do we improve? Do we go from here?
One thing and one thing only. You have to improve yourself. You have to work on you. And then when you work on you, and since you are your world, you will live within yourself inside of an amazing world. There's nothing that you can do for the outside world. There's nothing you do for anyone else. They have to want to change themselves.
Yeah.
But other than that, you can do nothing to improve the world, but improve your own world inside of you.
Wow. And what do you think is going to happen if the Great White Hope doesn't get elected?
You think hell is on earth now? You see how evil and cruel people are to one another? That's going to double and triple and triple and triple. It's going to be pure hell out there outside of you.
Ooh, that's scary.
You think things are bad now, and they are? You haven't seen evil until and unless Donald Trump is not elected. It's But if you work on you, overcome your anger, wake up, you won't be affected by it. It'll be happening around you, but it won't be happening to you.
Yeah.
Are you working on yourself?
Oh, yes, every day.
By doing what?
I work for my community. I work for Public Works.
No, are you working on you?
On me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I try to be a better person to my girlfriend every day. To make sure that she's fed and
make sure she's what?
Make sure that she's fed and that she's happy and that I'm doing the right thing for her.
But you're not supposed to make sure your girlfriend is fed or happy. You can't make her happy.
No.
No.
That's funny.
What made you think you can make her happy?
I don't know. I feel like as long as if I make sure that her needs are met, that'll make me happy.
But if you notice, she's only getting worse and you're becoming more unhappy.
Yeah.
And so you're doing the wrong thing, man. You can't make her happy. It's not your job to make anyone happy.
Yeah, so what would you recommend on me doing to make me happy?
You got
that's kind of a hard question.
You got to overcome your anger. You got to
overcome your anger.
Yeah. You got to forgive your mother for recreating you in her image, because every girlfriend you get involved with is your mother, and she's going to do to you what your mother did to your father. She's going to drive you nuts. She's going to drive you away from home. She's going to turn your children against you. You got to forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. You're making a horrible mistake by catering to that woman. You're only bringing out the evil in her. She's getting worse and not better.
Yeah, okay. So what do you suggest I do?
Just be you and don't try to make her happy. You just be yourself. Don't spend your money on her. Don't cater to her ego. And she needs to learn to be herself and not try to get love and be worshipped by anyone. But as long as you're worshiping her, you're creating a false god, and she will destroy you.
Yeah, okay.
Stop spending your money on her. Stop telling her how wonderful and beautiful and how much you love her. It's all lies.
Okay. Oh, geez, she's going to love this. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Are you going to be able to work on how old are you?
I'm 19.
Oh, you're 19?
Yes.
Where did you get the idea you're supposed to make your girlfriend happy and spend money on her and cater to her? Where did you get that from?
I don't know. I feel like my life goal was just to start a family and have some kids and provide for my kids.
That's the wrong life goal.
Yeah?
Look at everyone that's doing that. They're unhappy. They're miserable, and their children are miserable.
So how would I have kids then?
By not wanting any. You should seek the kingdom of God in his right way, and all will be added unto you. Only seek after God first, and so he can take over you, and he will make your life work for you. It will happen naturally. Go to work, save your money, but make sure you work on forgiving your mother, forgiving your father, so that God can take over. You're not supposed to want for anything.
Wow. Okay.
And go to rebuildingaman.com/prayer. Start doing the silent prayer. You're going down the wrong road, man, that leads to destruction. You're creating hell and not heaven.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, buddy.
Praise the great white hope.
That's right. Back in a moment.
You absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father, And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life. And I was able to get a good job and I moved out and I live on my own now. And everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you. And I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express. Because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, April 19th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for the last hour of JLP. The lines are full, guys, and he will get right back to you. But first, fake news on fake news. Trader Joe's recall is happening. If any of you guys shop at Trader Joe's, Infinite Herbs Organic Basil, according to Commie Nonsense Network, this week, after the product was linked to a dozen salmonella infections in seven states, the basil was sold in small packages between February 1st and April 6th. In 29 states in Washington, D.C., the company said that. At least one person's been hospitalized. No deaths reported per the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Those who may have purchased contaminated products are encouraged to throw it out and clean surfaces and items that may have come in contact with it. The FDA and CDC and local state and health authorities are investigating the outbreak. Taylor Swift released a surprise double album. She's a Grammy winner. Did you know that? CNN and The Skim reporting about it. Supposedly shocked fans overnight with a 31-song double album. There was an apparent album leak. They went crazy after a Google Drive link allegedly containing her new album leaked online. So what a mess. It's gotten mixed reviews, her new album, by the way. Whatever. Jason Kels. That's her boyfriend. Some of you guys call it Kelsey, but it's Kels, I heard. Says that he lost his Super Bowl ring. He won the Super Bowl for her. I think that's hit her boyfriend, right? Taylor Swift's? Of all the places, the Super Bowl went missing in a pool filled with chili. Gross, huh? Shaking my head. Wonder if there's a finger in that chili. Is it Wendy's chili? That was a hoax, by the way. Wendy's is innocent. It was an evil woman who did that. Put a severed finger in her chili. Shameful. Netflix has gained 9.3 million subscribers this year after they cracked down on password sharing by ya bums who were dishonest, leeches, criminals, thieves. The streaming giant, evil Netflix. Netflix is so evil. They're the reason that we have that Black Lives Matter guy who's running the police over here or something like that. Prosecution. The DA. But the streaming giant plans to adjust their strategy to reduce profits or something like that. We'll see what happens. I don't care. Amsterdam is banning the building of new hotels. That's over in the Netherlands. Shout out to the Holland people, the Dutch. The Netherlands is Amsterdam, or Netherlands Amsterdam, will no longer allow new hotel buildings built as part of their fight against mass tourism. And I say that's based. In Columbia University, this is not based. Anti-Semites, as if that's a real thing. CNN says 100 people were arrested by NYPD officers at Columbia University. They're in New York, I guess. Didn't know that. On Thursday, as police worked to disperse a pro-Palestinian protest, this comes as the university's so-called leadership is under fire for hiring a professor who allegedly expressed some more support for Hamas on social media following the October 7th, what they call the terror attack on Israel. What a mess. Based Google versus lame employees. And I never thought I would say this, but I'm saying it. People made their voices heard on Google earlier this week. Google fired 28 employees based following protests. This is according to the far-left female-run outlet, The Skim. Protests against the company's tech contract with the Israeli government. Employees staged sit-ins at Google's offices in New York and California. Google said the protesters violated their policies, Google's policies, when they prevented other employees from accessing the company's facilities. Wow, they wouldn't let the scabs go in? The firings mark the latest point in tensions between dumb, lame employees and dumb, evil Google amid the Israel-Hamas war drama. What a mess. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, you can catch The Hake Report if you are interested, thehakereport.com. Joelle Friday TV is live Monday through Thursday, not today, I don't think. American Anchor Baby is going to be live at 4 p.m. We have The Fallen State at noon today. I'm James Eake.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. That's amazing, it's the third hour. What the? Already. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77 Jesse, my biblical question, do you have a fear of criticism? Do you have a fear of criticism? Amazing question. You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're busy doing something else right now, working out, whatever, and you just can't sit and watch it live. You can be listening live no matter what you're doing, where you are, or whatever, right? And by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 641-793-1500, 641-793-1500. And to donate, to have your super chats read out loud, we're going to get to the rest of them. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Amazing. Or Bond JLP on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug. You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Trump talking about retribution.
Rhino.
Going after people is disrespect of our military.
The military.
Rhino Republicans.
91.
Criminal felonies.
He mishandled classified documents.
It's now his desire to do away with NATO.
Donald Trump talks about abandoning Ukraine.
He said he'll be a dictator on day one.
If he's going to be a dictator on day one, he's going to be a dictator, period.
Shut up, bitch!
I don't care what the media tells you, Mr. Trump.
The thing that hurts me the most is that his lazy ass strategy is actually working.
A recent New York Times Siena College poll shows former President Trump gaining ground among Latino voters.
Please, anything with them.
Mr. President, in this moment.
Don't.
Joe Biden always looked like he doesn't know he's there. Where am I? And when they call his name and try to ask him something, he looked as though he doesn't know who's calling my name and what you want. It might have been my father when he was, and I don't know what's wrong with Joe, but he had developed Alzheimer's, and you can see that the lights were kind of on, but nobody was home. Amazing. I got to show you this. And this is a perfect example of why the students are out of control on these so-called universities and things like that. What a mess, huh? Here's an example of why the students are crazy. This is from the Citizen Free Press on X. This is a professor at Cornell being removed from Ann Coulter's speech. The professor is an illegal alien. Isn't that amazing? An illegal alien is a professor at a university in this country. Cornejo continued to shout remarks such as racist and put up middle fingers in response to many of Coulter's comments. Watch this from X. That's an, according to the report, that's an illegal alien, a so-called professor at a university in the United States of America. I told you the rhinos are no different. They haven't done anything about that. At one of Ann Coulter's speeches. Isn't that amazing? That wasn't a student. That was a so-called teacher, professor. And you think that's bad? Watch this from the College Fix. Y'all crazy, by the way, for spending all that money on college. Something's wrong with you. Your kids are not being taught reading, writing, and arithmetic. And if they want to go to school, make them pay for it. Get a job and pay for it. Why waste your money on that? I'm just saying. And this is from the College Fix. A professor at the University of Albany can be heard screaming while police arrest her for disrupting a pro-life display on campus. Watch this from X. That's a so-called professor. That's the devil in her. That's Satan screaming. That's Satan. That's evil. Isn't that amazing? And y'all pay all that money. And the students are yelling, she is a effing professor. What is that supposed to mean? She's a nutcase, it appears. And when I saw this, I couldn't believe it. And I wonder if Google going to fire these people. I mentioned a story yesterday. Google employees, some of their employees, were sitting in the office of their boss yelling, Google, you can't hide. The employees, I would have fired them so fast, it would have made their head swim. Watch this from CNBC. Google terminated 28 employees Wednesday after a series of protests against labor conditions and the company's contract to provide, excuse me, and the contract to provide Israeli government and military with cloud computing and artificial intelligence services. Watch this from KTVU. Watch this.
Of the 28 people fired from Google, Iman Hassim is one of them. She's a software engineer who flew in from Seattle to Sunnyvale to participate in a sit-in. This is video from one of the Google offices.
Google, you can't hide!
She says she went outside when she was asked to leave, and she was not one of the five people arrested. She knew she was risking her job, but she says she does not regret it.
There was absolutely no way that I could continue working at Google without pushing these demands. They're continuing to lie not just to their employees, but to the public and all tech workers.
Google called the employees' behavior unacceptable and disruptive, saying it violates multiple company policies. An internal memo from Google leadership reads, "They took over office spaces, defaced our property, and physically impeded the work of other Googlers."
It has just been an absolute shame to be associated to the company's name while the company continues to avoid any accountability.
Hassim says their goal, to double down on their demands with big tech.
What the? If my employee were to protest like that, I have Billy throw him out the back door. I was like, Billy, go down there and just throw him out the back door into the alley. What the? Get rid of them to bad rubbish. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. And they can make you spend all that money. All that money. And this is what you got. NY Post, New York Post has reported, hundreds of Columbia University students set up nearly 60 tents and shouted anti-Israel slogan on the campus main lawn on Wednesday. CBS.
As dueling pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel demonstrations swelled at Columbia University Wednesday afternoon, the school's president, Manoush Shafiq, was sitting before the House Education Committee for 5 hours.
Anti-Semitism has no place on our campus.
On campus Wednesday, the university gave students until 9 p.m. to disperse from an unsanctioned pro-Palestinian tent city, which they erected, or face suspension. While in front of the school's main entrance, students waved Palestinian flags, clashed with police, and lit small fires into the night.
Columbia has shown over and over again that they don't care about student rights, they don't care about student voices, they don't care about student safety.
Aiden Parisi says they were suspended for refusing to comply with a school investigation after demonstrating in support of Palestinians.
They conflate anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism, which is inherently anti-Semitic in its own way.
But some Jewish students became visibly emotional as they walked past the rally.
To hear them cheering Intifada right now, when that instilled so much fear in so many Jews all around the world, is just really disturbing.
Kim Silverman, a Jewish graduate student, told me she regrets her decision to attend Columbia.
I'm scared to wear a Jewish star here. I've gotten very nasty anti-Semitic comments at me, and I just don't understand how this is accepted.
All hate is hatred. If you don't love all, you love none. And those students have no idea what they're doing or who is controlling them. They have no idea. And last but not least, this is from Fox. Anti-Israel protester was arrested and charged with making terrorist threats at a Bakersfield City Council meeting in California on Wednesday. Watch this from KGET.
A woman arrested Wednesday after making threats to the city council was ordered to stay at least 500 yards away from City Hall in court today. Pro-Palestinian protester Riddhi Patel is charged with 8 felony counts of threatening officials after tensions at Wednesday night's city council meeting when she made threatening comments to city council members.
You guys want to criminalize us with metal detectors? We'll see you at your house. We'll murder you.
Wow. Now she cried. She was like, I was just playing. I would get the
thrill. Deputy public defender entered not guilty pleas on Patel's behalf to 8 counts of threatening a public official and 10 counts of making terroristic threats.
Now she cried. She had time to think about it. She was like, I was just playing. I was just trying to get a thrill. What the? I didn't know y'all would put me in jail. I'm a foreigner. What the? It's all spiritual. A battle between good and evil is not physical. Let me go to Michael out of California. Michael, thank you for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. Michael? Oh, he had been waiting a long time. I'm not surprised he's not there. Let me go to James out of New York. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. I want to just tell you, because I was thinking about how, like, why I was giving my thoughts so much power over my life over the years, you know, because I used to think they were me. And I was really thinking, especially after the past 3 months or so I've been listening to you, I try to find, like, the reason why I was thinking my thoughts were me and why I was giving so much power to them. And it might sound a little silly, but I think I figured out the root cause. Because when I thought on this, I felt at peace a bit. I felt like I figured something out. And I don't know. Have you ever heard of Pinocchio? I'm sure you've heard of Pinocchio before.
Pinocchio?
Yeah, it was like a children's story.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah, I have.
And I think the first time I was inundated to believing my thoughts were me and stuff like that, where I would listen to them, was because of Jiminy Cricket. So I would always be like, oh, listen to your thoughts, James, or listen to your conscience, because that your conscience or your thoughts are looking out for you. They're trying to help you all the time. And over the years, I would always depend on my thoughts. I would always depend on my conscience to, like, get me through situations. But until I started listening to you, I didn't realize that I wasn't my thoughts. Yeah. And I would suffer a lot because I would constantly be in my head trying to figure out everything that I'm, you know, sad about or angry about or whatever. And, like, listening to you and figuring out that I'm not my thoughts, and that they, even good or bad thoughts are lies, you know, and it really helped me. And I don't feel that anymore. Like, I've been doing the silent prayer, especially at nighttime, because, like, I used to always be, you know, when you go to sleep is when the thoughts come for you. And I would lose so much sleep because I'd always be thinking in my head about what I did in the past or what I can do in the future. But now I'm pretty much always in the present, and being in the present, I've noticed I found peace in the present.
Yeah.
And, like, it's been such a big help, man. And again, I want to thank you again for guiding me into figuring these things out for myself. And, I really appreciate it, Jesse. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome, James. And James, stay with us. Stay with the silent prayer. All you need to do now, and just watch those thoughts. The so-called good ones are lies, and the bad ones are lies. Just watch them. Mm-hmm. Don't argue with them. Don't communicate. Just watch. And I'm telling you, your mind will become clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer, and you will be guided by the truth. It will be amazing. Stay with it.
And last thing, is it weird? Because, like, whenever I do get in, like, the mindset to, like, start doing the silent prayer, I always hear your intro song start in my head before I start doing it. Like, stand up, face yourself. And it always, like, I start every silent prayer with that. Is that something I should continue to do, or like maybe ignore it? But like for some reason, it inspires me to really be in the moment and be still.
Don't call it good or bad. Just watch it and let it. And if it's meant to be, it'll happen. If not, it'll fade away.
All right, thanks, Jesse. You have a great day. Okay?
You too, buddy. It's neither good nor bad.
All right. Awesome. Amazing.
Amazing.
Be safe, buddy.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Joseph out of Florida. Joseph, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Jesse. Thank you for having me. I appreciate your time.
Yes, sir.
So I called last week, and I explained how I was struggling with a lot of anger.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave me the advice to not associate or not identify with my thoughts, to try the silent prayer, and to forgive my mother for trying to turn me against my father.
Oh, you're the veteran, right? Did you tell me you were a veteran as well?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Sir.
Thanks for calling back. Go ahead.
First of all, that advice really helped. Before I ask anything, I just want to say thank you for giving it. And after thinking about what you said, there was two questions I wanted to ask you that I think might help me with the issue.
Okay.
My first question is, why do mothers try to turn their children against the father? And my second question is, when are we supposed to forgive?
The first question, the reason that mothers do that is because the spirit of the mother that made a home in her is not her. But it's the spirit, which is evil. The Satan is the god. It's the god of the woman. He's the woman's god. So his spirit, which was passed down through Eve to the woman, right? His spirit is working through the woman, and that spirit hate the father because the father represents God, and the spirit of God is coming through the father, and so Satan used the mother's to turn the children away from the father, the boys and the girls, in order to turn them away from God. And he recreates them in the image of evil instead of the image of good. Satan hate God, but he can't get to God, so he gets to the children, to the image of God.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it is jealous of the man because the man represents the image of God. He's the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And the spirit of the woman, which is evil, hate that. So it used the kid, it turned the kids away when the kids are innocent and helpless and subject to the mother.
Right, and I can testify to that in my life. And, that's something that I've had to overcome. So I guess that leads to my second question. And I'm not a biblical scholar. If I got this wrong, just forgive me and correct me if you need to. My understanding for Christianity is we're supposed to forgive like Christ forgives, and that Christ only forgives if you confess your sin and repent from it.
Yes.
So what I've been doing in my life is people who don't repent and they don't confess, I don't forgive them. And I wanted to ask you, do you agree with that viewpoint, or did you have another way of saying that?
No, that is 100% the wrong way.
Okay.
When you confess your sin, you are confessing that you are playing God, that you have this anger, which is hatred. Anyone that has hatred is playing God. You think you know what is right or wrong. You think you can judge yourself and other people. You think you can make your own decisions. You think you're in charge of your own life. But when you confess your sin, hey, if I have this anger in my heart because salvation is of the heart. And when you see that you have that anger and you go and forgive, God will forgive you and take away the spirit of evil away from your heart and replace it with his heart, which is perfect love. And the other person never have to ask for forgiveness. They don't have to admit they're wrong. They don't have to say anything. They can stay in their hell. But when you forgive them, God will forgive you. And you're supposed to love all people. Even your enemies. Christ came for all. He didn't come for those who pretended that they were well. He came for all. And so you have to forgive all people, and it has nothing to do with them, but everything to do with you if you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven within.
And that makes a lot of sense because I thought about what you said last week, and that's one of the reasons I asked those two questions is because I felt like a lot of that anger came from not forgiving. And
yes.
I just wasn't sure, you know, if you forgive all people all the time. So I guess that would lead me to this third question.
Don't forget your third question. Once you forgive your mother and father, I promise you, you're going to have forgiveness for all human beings, no matter who they are, what they're into, what they're doing, what they say about themselves, because you're going to see that it's not them, but it's the same hell that's been controlling you and making you think and feel a certain way. It's the same spirit that's doing that to all human beings. And that's why God said, all must be born again. All must return to the Father. Everyone who was born of the woman must be born of the Father.
Okay. I got you. So if somebody does you great wrong, Jesse, you would forgive that person, but maybe just keep them at a distance and not allow them to hurt you again? Or how would you handle that?
I would realize that they can help it. It was not them. It was the same spirit that was driving me and every human being, and I would forgive them. And I wouldn't plan not to be around them, or I would not plan to be around them. I would just simply live my life and let life happen. Because when you let life happen on its own, you'll be able to deal with whatever happens after that point. You will be in charge. And when I say you, God will be controlling you instead of Satan, because we are never in control of our own life. So I wouldn't plan to be around that person or not to be around them.
Okay, I got you. Hey, man, your advice is gold, and I just want to say thank you. It's really helped me, and I just really appreciate your message. Just thank you for taking my call and for taking the time out of your day.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Did you go and forgive your mother yet?
I am struggling with that, but I will try, and I'll consider what you have to say today.
And why are you struggling with it? What does that mean?
My mother tried to turn me against my father. I'm not going to go into my whole life history, but
Right. Basically
when I was a child, my father wasn't in my life, and he gave up custody of me. My mother would tell me that my father would beat her and do all these horrible things. A few years ago, I did a background check on him, and I found out that none of that stuff was true.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought that my father was this wife beater and this alcoholic and this evil man. And it wasn't any of those things. And so that's why I struggle to forgive her. And she's deceased now. So it's, you know, I can't talk to her and have that conversation with her. And that's why I wanted to ask you about, you know, when do we forgive people? That's where that question came from.
Well, you forgive the moment you realize that you're angry at them, resentment, hatred, all the same. When the moment you realize that, that's the very moment you forgive, because it is God who is causing you to realize that you have an unforgiving heart and you can't enter into the kingdom. And in that very moment you forgive her, because your mother did that to her. Her mother did it to her. And everything that you've been feeling and thinking since that happened to you as a kid is exactly what your mother was feeling and thinking. She recreated her image, and she couldn't help herself but feel and think that way in the same way you could not help yourself, and that would cause you to forgive her. And you're forgiving her so you can come out of hell into heaven.
And so you would say just forgive her and completely let it go.
100%. Just realize, just as you have not been able to help yourself all this time with the anger, the insecurity, the worry, the suicidal thoughts, the loneliness, your mother had the same spirit was driving her. And that's how you became that way. And knowing now that you can't help yourself, forgive her. Because even if your father was beating her for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it had nothing to do with you. It was between the two of them. And your mother should have never said that to you. She should have forgiven your father, dropped the anger. But she couldn't help it because her mother did it to her. and she didn't know about forgiveness.
Understandable. Okay. So I guess then forgiveness would break that cycle, wouldn't it?
100%. Your heart would change from anger to love. And if you should make babies, they would be of love instead of anger. And you would never be involved with a wife, with a woman that had the same spirit your mother has. God will give you a woman, if it meant to be, that's of the spirit of God. And you will have a marriage and a perfect family.
Jesse, thank you so much for talking to me. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Call me again, Joseph.
Have a great day.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. Amazing. Amazing. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. The Treasure Chest is now open on DLive. The Treasure Chest is now open. Quick announcement, and I'm going to try to get in as many super chats and phone calls as possible, but quick announcement. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Call him up. Tell him what you want. If you confess the Lord, call him up. And then at 12 noon, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Montan Evans, a YouTuber and an influencer. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Even with the accent I have, I would like to consider myself a true patriot.
Right on. Would you ever vote for a woman?
Hey, do you believe women should be allowed to vote?
No. You agree?
Oh, yeah. I can be kind to people, but it's always for selfish intentions.
Really?
Like right now, I'm trying to stop myself from pickpocketing you.
What the? Do you have anger?
I'm a very hateful person.
Any man that has anger is a woman.
No, I'm not a woman.
Amazing. Today at 12 noon. TheFatherState.tv at 12 noon. Brand new episode. You're going to like it. Really. And support The Father State. TheFatherState.tv/donate. Or on locals.com. And at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby will be flying high today. Not high off fentanyl. Not high off mushrooms. Not high off a pot, but high off natural energies given to him by God. You don't want to miss it. Come along for the ride. A fantastic voyage at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And then church on Sunday for all. Go to rebuildingaman.com/church. Rebuildingaman.com/church. All right? Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. If you're not in the L.A. area, come on down. If you are, I mean, come on down. If not, you can watch it live, rebuildingtheman.com, all right? I want to go to the phones. Ben, been waiting a long time. Ben, thank you for holding. You on the air from Virginia. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
I can.
Hey, first of all, how you doing, Jesse?
All is well, Ben. Thanks for your call.
Okay. So, Jesse, where can I start? I'm working right now, but I've been listening the whole time. You know, I forgave my my parents, my mom, and my dad. You know, but recently they came here. So, you know, they came to visit my parents. And so after I forgave my mom the first time, I went and, you know, saw that I went to forgive her again. And then the second time I forgave her, and I mentioned this to you, and you said it wasn't necessary to, like, forgive her again if you did it once. But when I forgave her the second time, she yelled. You know, she went off. She went off on me.
Mate!
and then when she went off, I don't know if... So fast forward, she came to visit recently. And I would, you know, like, correct her and you know, because she would talk to my dad a certain way, and my dad would just allow it. Like, he didn't know how to stand up to her.
Right.
So I would be like, I would stand up for him almost. I couldn't see my mom speak to my dad like that in front of me. So I would tell her, like, to watch how she talks to my, you know, to my dad. But there was a part of me that felt uncomfortable around her, you know, like, so, you know, so I would do that. And then one day, you know, when she was here, she said, we need to have a sit down. She, like, organized the whole meeting, like, about me, like, and she sat down everybody and she said, I've noticed that you hate me, you know? And she says, you only say goodbye to your dad and you don't say bye to me. You kiss him before you leave on the cheek, but you don't say bye to me. And you know, she was trying to make me feel guilty, but somehow I kind of, I allowed it to happen, you know?
You allow what to happen?
So now I started saying bye to her.
Oh.
You know, I caved in. And but that was already in me. I don't think that was just a moment right there. I think, you know, ever since, like, that moment that she yelled at me, I always had that little bit of where she might go off on me. You know, like, I started watching out for her a little bit, you know, where I don't, like, even right now when I say that to you, like, I sense that pain where, like, recently I'm like, maybe I should forgive her for her yelling at me. And I was like, what if she snaps again? You know?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of don't want her to snap at me. Like, I'm like, since when did I care before if she did or did not? That was never on my mind. Where in that moment when she snapped, now I have a thing where if I went to forgive her, what if she goes crazy again? You know? And now in my day-to-day, I'm kind of cautious to see if people are going to snap it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this all thoughts or is it from that moment? You know?
What's your question for me?
So my question is, now I have, I noticed that I have fear. You know, I have fear. And that could be from me believing thoughts, but I noticed, you know, I've been sitting with myself a lot. And that moment kind of comes up to me, you know, that moment. And I'm like, if I ever was going to forgive my mom again, why do I fear her snapping? Why do I have this fear of her potentially snapping? I'm like, and I've heard you mention that, like, feelings are from the devil. Like, why is the devil having that feeling inside of me?
Well, only one thing happened when she sat you down and said, oh, you don't love me, you hate me.
Yeah, but even before that, I had that fear
something of
her, like, potentially snapping.
Your fire alarm is going off.
No, I'm at work. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah.
Hey, Nancy, can you get it for me?
Thank you. Sorry, yet.
Yeah, tell Nancy to turn that thing off.
Yeah, tell her to, yeah. It's the oven, so work in the kitchen. Huh?
Oh, okay. So listen, all you got to do now, Ben, is just watch it. When that comes up again, just watch it, and then don't compensate with it. Don't worry about it. Don't identify with it. Just watch it, and it'll be taken away. It's just that you overreacted to something else. So it's not you. It's still the spirit of evil. And it doesn't mean you got to go back and forgive again and all that crap. Why do you keep letting her come to visit you?
Well, this time she came, it was with my dad, you know. So it was like my dad came to visit, but I guess she – so my dad and her – my dad, this is funny. My dad is getting his citizenship, like American citizenship, through my mom. So she's kind of like – so he came on a trip and she had to be here.
So,
and, you know, and I told my dad, maybe you don't need this citizenship if it's coming through my mom, you know?
That's right.
But, that's on him, though. But that's how she popped up here. But then when she popped up here, I just noticed, like, there's this uncomfortability that's created. And that's like, and now I see it, like, sometimes I'm uncomfortable around other people.
Right.
I'm like stepping on eggshells.
So because of time, that's not you, so don't call it you. Yeah. When you're around other people and you feel comfortable, just watch it. And continue, go through what you got to go through, but watch it. Don't call it you. And then when if she should come back with her father or whatever, and you want to say goodbye to your father, but you don't want to say it to her, don't say it. Just don't do it. And the devil going to be thinking, oh, she says you don't love her. She thinks this. Let her think what she wants, but you do what you want. If you want to say goodbye, you say goodbye. If you want to kiss her on the cheek, you kiss her, but don't. Because if you do it because she said it, she now has control over you again.
Yeah, she did, and she did for that moment. She did have control over it.
And that's all she wants. She doesn't care about the truth. She doesn't care about you. She doesn't care about anything but herself. She wants control over you again. So next time, just don't do it. And
she calls me sweet now. Last time she said, you're still sweet like you used to be.
See that?
That was like a red flag.
Yeah.
That was a red flag. I was like, hold on, since when have I become that?
Yeah.
After I forgave her the first time, she hated the fact that I was independent. And
right.
I could see her clearly. Like, when she's around me, I could see her.
Yeah,
but,
all
but
women
now, I guess
want...
I went,
go ahead.
But now I guess that maybe she has control over me. She says, you're sweet like you used to be. No, you're like, you know, and I'm like, since when?
That's right. but when you will get a hold of yourself. And next time, if you don't do that, she's going to call you mean again. You this and that. All she wants, just like she has over your father, that evil ego, that evil nature of your mother just want control of you. She only cares about herself. The ego does not care about anyone but self. Women do not care about anyone but themselves. Mothers and grandmothers and aunts and teachers.
Yeah, I'm struggling to see that right now. I'm struggling to see that.
Well, she just demonstrated clearly when you were not doing it her way, she called you names. When you do now that you're doing it her way, she said you're sweet.
Yeah.
That's about her. It's not about you.
Yeah, that's definitely. Yeah, I mean, when she said that, that was a red flag. But like in the moment when we're socializing, I struggle to see it. Like I don't know what it is. Maybe I need to watch me struggling to see it, or I don't know.
You do. Just relax and watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Jesse.
So just relax. You don't need to go back and forgive anymore. Because it's no longer you. Those are spirits that made a home in you, in your thoughts and emotions. And all thoughts and all emotions, all thoughts, good or bad, all emotions, good or bad, no such thing as good emotion, by the way, are all evil, and they are not you. So you're fine.
Okay. And then another question, Jesse. Do you think it's wise to go visit my parents?
only, my country, home country.
Only if you want to. If you don't want to, don't do it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Do Makes not sense. Do it under some type of obligation or pressure or under the sun. You.
She kind of wants me to come there. She kind of pushing for it a little bit, my mom.
Well, definitely don't do it if she wants you to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to see that if I want to do it.
Yes. Myself. Only if you want to do it, because if you do it because you want to do it, you're going to be able to fight your battles once you get there. You'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay, another last question just before I let you go. Let's say, you know, we all have to work to provide for our bills, right?
Yes.
But let's say you see that this job is not for you anymore, right?
Right.
Does the devil work in that too to try to keep you? Like, let's say you see, oh, this is not for me. Does the devil put fear in you, like, don't leave? If you leave, what are you going to do in life?
100% he does. So let's say you see you need to move up and the job is not the right one, or things you don't want to work there. Just go and look for another job or do what you want to do. But the Satan going to tell you, oh, don't do it. This going to happen, that going to happen. Yeah, it's all lies.
You're going to be homeless.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing. Amazing. Okay. Okay, Jesse. Thank you so much.
I wish you well, Ben.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesse. God bless.
All right, buddy.
Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay, amazing. Jesse. Bye-bye.
So I got one quick thing for the people who... For the people who believe that the earth is flat, I have absolute proof. That the earth is round. Now, if that don't prove it, I don't know what will. For those who can't see it, I have the earth in my hand and it's turning. It's not going up and down. It's turning. And when the airplane is flying, it is flying around the earth. It's not going up and down the earth. You can't go up and down the earth.
What the?
You're going around it. I got proof.
Come on, man.
This is the earth ball. We got to say to that. Eat your heart out, Sean, my producer.
Amazing.
A big, beautiful earth. See how it's turning?
You have it upside down.
Like that?
No, it's sideways.
Like
there
that.
You go. Something like that.
See how it's turning? Does it look like up and down to you or turning?
And well, it's flying through space, which is real, people. Just like that, too.
Don't let anyone tell you the earth is flat again. Tell him Jesse showed me the earth on his show. Amazing.
That's from one of our Flat Earth fans.
Thank you, one of the Flat Earth fans. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Robert, a first-time caller out of New Mexico. Robert, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Robert.
I got a couple questions if you got the time.
Okay.
It's about my ex, who I have a child with, and I was with her about 23 years. We were unequally yoked. I'm a Christian. She's basically, you know, not.
Were
and
you married
I
to her?
Refused. What's that?
Were you married?
No.
Oh, okay,
that was
go.
One of my questions.
Go ahead.
So was I living in sin all those years?
No.
By not marrying her?
No.
Okay. But my real question is, we had a really bad breakup about a year and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to avoid that, but, you know, I could give you a long story short. 5 years previously, she was almost murdered, and I had broken up with her about 6 months before that, and I felt obligated after all that happened to get back together with her. I felt she really needed me. And so we got back together, raising our child under the same roof, which I really wanted to do because the stats are impressive when you have two parents in the home, you know? But my pickle is, since we had such a nasty breakup, did I do the wrong thing by not sticking to my guns and having too much compassion and getting back with her? for the sake of her or my son, or was it good to be together until my son was about 17? So you had two parents in the household, and well, I'll start with that.
You should not have gone back to her if she was almost murdered. That had nothing to do with you, and that so-called compassion you felt to take her back was false emotions. It was evil, and that's why she almost destroyed you, because you went back based on what you were thinking and feeling instead of what was right. You should not have gone back. Whatever happened with the murder thing, that was on her. And that's why you caught the hell.
So in every case, if you're living in hell, like you say, you should separate, even if there's a child, and you can somewhat tolerate the hell in order to raise your child.
Repeat that.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, if I could tolerate the hell that she put me in for those years, was it worth me staying in the household for my son's sake so he had a father around?
No, because if you were going through hell with her, that did not help the son. Because if she were giving you hell, she were giving your son hell as well, and you were not able to protect your son from her.
It was
just two devils together fighting, and all your son can receive was hell from the both of you. He did not receive love from either one of you, so he's been affected, believe me.
I can see the sadness and sorrow on his face, and that's my pickle. And I feel like that was from our breakup and how bad, because she was fighting, she admitted, she was fighting with me on purpose in front of him as I'm trying to close the door.
Well,
and it
got wasn't
really
from,
nasty.
It wasn't from the breakup. It was from neither one of you having love to give him. The mother hated him because she hated you. You had no love because you were trying to cater to the mother to get love from her, and she didn't have it. And so your son was only receiving hatred and not love. So it wasn't because of the breakup. It was because he got no love.
Yeah, so there's no way of masking that. I mean, we had many, many good times, and I feel like it was set up for disaster since I didn't marry her, and we were unequally yoked. I mean, in case I get with some other girl, should I definitely 100% date a Christian?
No.
What do you think about that?
No. The Christians are worse than the so-called non-Christian.
Well, I mean, should I date a Muslim?
No. Right now, you shouldn't be thinking about that either way. You still have a son. What you should do, what I recommend and you should do, is start working on you to overcome the hell in you.
Well, I'm at peace, Jesse.
No, you're not. If you were at peace, this woman could not have gotten to you.
No, this was a year and a half ago, and since I got her out of my life, it's been amazing. Amazing.
Amazing. You forgave your mother?
And what's that?
You forgave your mother?
Yeah, you know, I did about a year ago. I started listening to your show, and, you know, we're from Detroit, and she would have homeless people living with us. We would always feed the homeless, and I didn't see much fault because, you know, my parents were still together, and they had a happy marriage, and I feel like that was my third question was, you know, if people get out of their hell, including women, our thoughts and, you know, are all thoughts evil?
Yes.
Even if you're saved?
All thoughts are evil. And if you were saved, whatever that means, you wouldn't be having any thoughts. God, when you return to the Father, except for practical thoughts, how to build a house and what you want for dinner, God was going to take all thoughts away from you because thoughts are of the devil. God is he's not into thinking. He's into living. He's into consciousness.
He gave us a brain on top of our shoulders, and, you know, I'm a prepper. I live 100% off the grid, and I've been prepping for years because of the downfall of America.
But the brain is for physical. The brain is to make the body work and for physical use. You know, it's not for you to live by.
Well, physically, I'm getting ready for the end times of America, at least, and making sure that, you know, I'm fighting till the end. I'm not just going to go down to Walmart and get my head chopped off.
But the end time for America is not going to happen, and especially not before you die. You're getting ready for something that's not going to happen.
I mean, you even say that our country is done, and even if Trump gets in, this is a 4-year grace period, you know?
People have been getting ready for the end time forever, ever since human beings
existed. Well, I'm just saying the end of America.
But America is not going to end. But because of time, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
What you need to be doing is cleaning up your house from within. You need to forgive. You need to wash those thoughts and so that God can take them all away from you, and he will guide you. And you shouldn't be thinking about marrying again or dating or anything. You should only be focusing on seeking what's right, overcoming your hell, so God can take over your life and guide you. He will cause you to live perfectly.
And yeah, I mean, I've already dated a few women, and I left them because they're basically pagans, and, you know.
You left them because you made them your God, and you're seeking them and not God.
I mean, at first, when you meet somebody, you don't know them 100%, and once you get to know them, you're like, oof, I don't like that. I don't think I can tolerate
that. Because you're not
and
supposed to be seeking that.
What, a woman?
Right. You're only supposed to seek God.
Yeah, but, you know, if we didn't seek women, we would go extinct.
No, if you seek women, they're going to drive you to extinct.
Jesse, you got away with words. Oh, man. What the?
Call me again, but do the silent prayer. Come out of your thoughts, and God will guide you, all right?
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. I'm out of time, but call me again. I'm out of time. I wanted to get to those super chats. Can you do one or two?
Yeah.
Super chat.
Christian from Denmark. At this point, just call me Mike. Peanut butter hot dog. Can I just read out the names that we're going to read next week?
Right.
Donnie Girl's Idea. Thank you for the tip. Send your tips to producer at jcleepeterson.com. Marty B. Peanut butter hot dog again. Terry. Cactus. Eater Bear. Aries 1. C on C. And shout out to Evgeny Crosby and the rest of Cactus Eater Bear and the rest of the supporters on D-Live.
Thank you all for that.
Catch you next week.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll read the rest of the you will read them when we come back on Monday. If the Lord is willing and create the right. Thank you all for your support. See you at church on Sunday. Get out of the search path. Hate is coming in now. The hatereport.com. I'm out of time. Izell from Virginia, a first-time caller. Carter from Virginia. Somebody just dropped. Hey, Jaime out of Minnesota. I'm out of time. Isn't it amazing? Get on the street and work on you. Take your eyes off everybody, everything else, and just work on you. Inside, you're going to be amazed at what you'll find. And love all. Stop hating. Stop being angry. All people in hell, even you if you're judging. All right, take care. Bye. Peace out. This is strong. Bye. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.